I did actually like a poet doing another poet's work. So I did Dylan Thomas reading Robert Haas's Privilege of Being, because I feel like Dylan Thomas has a really distinct voice, you know, and I'm loud too, so it kind of made it easier for me to go with him a little bit. All right, Privilege of Being. Many are making love up above, the angels in the unshaken ether and crystal of human longing are braiding one another's hair, which is strawberry blonde, and the texture of cold rivers. They glance down from time to time at the awkward human ecstasy. It must look to them like featherless birds splashing in a spring puddle of bed. And then one woman, she is about to come, peels back the man's shut eyelids and says, "Look at me," and he does. Or is it the man tugging the curtain rope in that dark theater? Anyway, they do. They look at each other, two beings with evolved eyelids, rapacious, startled, connected at the belly, and an unbelievably sweet, lubricious glue, stare at each other, and the angels are desolate. They hate it. They shudder pathetically like lithographs of Victorian beggars, with perfect features and alabaster skin, hawking rags in the lewd alleys of the novel. All of creation is offended by this distress. It is like the keening sound the moon makes rising. The lovers especially cannot bear it. It fills them with unspeakable sadness so that they close their eyes again and hold each other. Each feeling, this mortal singularity of the body that is enchanted out of the death for an hour or so. And one day, running at the sunset, the woman says, "I woke up feeling so sad this morning because I realized that you could not, as much as I loved you, dear heart, cure my loneliness." Wherewith she touched his cheek to reassure that she didn't mean to hurt him with this truth. And the man is not hurt exactly. He understands that life has limits, that people die young, fail at love, fail of their ambitions. He runs beside her. He thinks of the sadness. They have gassed and cruised their way out of coming, clutching each other in the old invented forms of grace and clumsy gratuitousness, ready to be alone again, or dissatisfied, or merely companionable, like the couples of the summer beach reading magazine articles about intimacy between the sexes, to themselves, to each other, and to the immense, illiterate, consoling angels.